welcome to a very special spoiler-filled edition of Breaking Geek, episode 6?
Sure, episode 6.
I'm Nick Dahl.
And I'm Andrew.
And we're going to discuss Captain America, basically, entirely
today. According to what your intro, you're not sure what episode it is, or what your name is, the way you said it. Nick
Dahl? At least I know who Captain America is, goddammit. Now this week's very special edition of Breaking Geek.
On a very special episode of...
Exactly. We just got back from Captain America, Winter Soldier, my third viewing, Andrew's first viewing, and we just thought we'd discuss that today. And in fact, we put off discussing it in the car and in the theater, which was very painful.
As we wait for the credits to finish, waiting for the last scene, just not saying anything about the movie.
Yeah. Andrew leans over to say something, and he's like, we're not talking about this.
I couldn't help myself from pointing out that our boy was in that movie when I saw him on the credits.
Which boy?
DJ.
Oh, yeah, DJ Pearson.
DJ Pearson.
From Derek Comedy.
Darn right. DJ Pearson from all those hilarious commercials.
Is he in commercials?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've seen him in a few.
You should check out Derek Comedy if you haven't. It's one of our favorite things.
It is one of our favorite things.
At Breaking Geek.
When the dog bites.
When Daniel D.C. Pearson sings. And I'm feeling sad. Another one of my favorite things is Danny Pudi, a.k.a. Abed, who appears to play Abed in that from Community, who play, appears to play understand. Abed in the film.
Like, I, it takes what me out of it every time casting. I see him. It's just...
He's just an actor who wants work.
Well, give him a bigger part, though.
He got a scene with fucking Captain America, and he had dialogue in a Marvel movie. They both did. These two people on TV shows that no one knows about them, but we super enjoy a lot. Super geek, like, people... I've been in auditoriums working at movie theater, going in, doing theater checks, but people laugh when they just see that. It's like, one or two people will start chuckling or laughing when they see Danny Pudi as one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, probably not even involved
just,
with Hydra.
Yeah, just S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Seems how he immediately got out of the way when he was like, well.
Yeah. So, now that we're deep into it, Winter Soldier, again, spoilers all over the place. Just listen if you maybe spoilers have seen abound. It, or if you don't care if you're going to see it. Like, we know some stuff. Maybe not as much as you. Everyone notices their own Easter eggs and shit. But let's start with, who was that guy at the beginning? You seem to know who the pirate was.
The Batroc?
Yeah, Batroc. Who's Batroc? I have not read as much comics as you know who Batroc is.
Batroc the Liber. He's a Frenchman.
Yes, he is.
A French villain.
What is he doing
just
in the comics?
Just as he is in the movie. He's French, and his name is Batroc the Liber. Not the pirate, but the Liber, as in, like, leaping. As in,
he jumps.
That's, like, his thing.
But he's a Captain America villain? I'm assuming you've seen one of the Captain America books.
A Marvel guy. I don't know if he's necessarily like Captain America anymore because he's such a ridiculous villain. The only thing, like, I've seen him in is, like, getting made fun of in Deadpool when he's, like, fighting Deadpool because, like, that's his thing. He leaps.
But
that's his thing.
I mean, it is a fairly impressive fight scene. And it's a fun, like, little... It is like an Easter egg. I didn't know who the guy was. He's actually a Marvel character.
Yeah.
And he's doing Way Should Be Doing It. Look like he's wearing probably similar to what he wears in the
movie. He's got, like, all purple suit with a hood. Because
he was
over.
Wearing something really weird for
and a cape
for a pirate. He wasn't wearing a cape, but he, like, had some kind of jumpsuit on that a pirate wouldn't wear.
Yeah.
It was, like, yellow and orange or something.
I mean, it's good they didn't put him in.
Yeah. Well, of course,
obviously. Batroc get up.
Well, even, like, you know, the Falcon's toned down. He has toned down everything in the realistic universe. He could have the Falcon wings, but he shouldn't dress up in
spandex. But they're not feathered.
Like Captain America. Yeah, they're not feathered. He's not wearing an orange or jumpsuit or whatever. I think it's something like that. Falcon wears. And, yeah, he's still working with Captain America exactly the way they kind of... That's the comic you see the Falcon in the most.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
like he's Captain America's buddy. He's in the Winter Soldier comics. And so is Agent 13, who didn't have much of a role in this. But she has a big role in the universe.
That's
his neighbor. His neighbor was Agent 13.
Okay.
Sharon, I forgot her last name. But she was more important in the Winter Soldier comic. I think they were just putting her in this one so she can be a character in the future ones. Because he ends up dating her and stuff eventually.
Sharon something.
Yeah.
She
is Agent 13.
She might have just... Yeah.
Because, like, even in the most recent... Not in the reboot. Was that even her in the reboot?
In Marvel Now?
And Marvel Now.
Marvel, wow. Marvel.
That's what they should have called it.
Wow.
That's what I thought it was
called. Wow. Now, let's fix that.
but
wait, is she in the new one?
Yeah, is she the girl who drops him off at the train or whatever? Like, you see them at the train station before he goes off to the Zola's?
Dimension Z?
How excited were you to see Zola in the movie? I mean, we saw him in the first movie, but in his human form. Mm-hmm. My jaw hit the fucking ground when I saw A Room of Computers, and then it started talking, and the minute the face showed up with the two barely you can see glasses, I was like, oh my god, they're doing Armin Zola. The computer
and then they
version.
Immediately destroy him.
Mm-hmm. This is something I thought of during the movie. I almost wrote down as a note because I was afraid I'd forget. There were two hard drive ports there. What's to say that Zola has not just been taken on a hard drive somewhere else to be a pain?
On that little Wi-Fi looking thing?
Yeah, the thing, the adapter they're using for the mm-hmm. original algorithm. What's to say Zola didn't download? With this technology these days, he wouldn't need an entire room.
Yeah, he would need a
hard drive. Plug in a hard drive. Grab him off that server, plug him into a more advanced, maybe probably wouldn't plug him into a robot eventually. I don't think we'll see that version of Zola with the magical computer tummy. Yeah. But I was really impressed that they were able to work Zola in it all. And that scene is supremely creepy when they walk in and the lights
are
turning on
scene.
And they're just, the tapes start spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It's great.
And the little camera, it actually reminds me of Divergent. I mean, not Divergent, I hate that movie, looks terrible. Transcendence. It reminds me of Transcendence. I've just seen the part. Like, Johnny Depp downloads himself into the download the computer eventually, and you can't see it first or something, and then they turn on the camera, like the computer camera. But it's just the creepy camera slowly panning, and like that's just one way to look at the outside world. Yeah. And I never thought.
You know, I never thought I'd see Armin Zola in computer form in a live action movie.
I thought
we
saw the last of him in the first one. And he is the seed that grows into a wonderful Hydra plant, which is the basis for S.H.I.E.L.D., it looks like. Not just, like, part of S.H.I.E.L.D., but the heart of S.H.I.E.L.D. is Hydra? Is that what we kind of learned?
Yeah, something like that. It's certainly,
enough to dismember it? Aren't they gonna, like, isn't S.H.I.E.L.D. the thing of the past now as we're going forward?
Well, I
Nick
think
Fury left.
They'll have several ways to go with it. But, I mean, it's interesting. It's a movie that if you just are going to watch the Avenger movies, this one it'll feel like a missing chapter more so than like mm-hmm. the Thor movie will.
That's what I thought about this generation. I think that's why people are loving this one more than the others too. I mean, people love Thor. A lot of people thought Iron Man 3 wasn't that great, but it was my favorite Iron Man movie. But I think it's supremely underrated due to the fantastic villainry of spoiler alert in that movie, Guy Pearce. But yeah, if you're listening to this, you probably saw Iron Man 3. Unless you just... But anyway, I think that's why this one is striking a chord with people, is it's more of a big-scale Avenger-type adventure. I mean, like, it's smaller scale overall. Like, it's not a lot of CGI when it's combat. It's mostly stunt work and the occasional CGI shot if someone's jumping or flying or some crap. But at the same time, it is the... It's like I told you before, I think we saw it. It flips the entire Marvel Universe on its head. First you think Nick Fury's dead, which is obviously
I had no belief that he was dead at any time.
Yeah, exactly. He's obviously a cop. They're not actually going to kill him. But
Nick Fury doesn't die.
Yeah, they did, though, get rid of... I mean, yeah, they destroyed S.H.I.E.L.D. And Nick Fury mm-hmm. is dead to everyone except for, like... Hell, is he's even, like, dead to Iron Man and stuff, isn't he? Or do you think only those four know about it? Or do you think they share
Stark
more?
Right.
Because Maria Hill is getting a job at Stark Industries at the end, which I find awesome.
It's great. More Maria Hill. I'm always on board.
There's lots of great, like...
I'm always on board for some more Kobe.
Yeah. Well, so what? I mean, she might as well even do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. full-time now. I'm so sorry. I thought I took my phone out of my pocket.
Great shame to the podcast.
I think I did this last week.
The shame continues.
I'm going to turn that off while... Well, she doesn't have anything to do on TV. Like... Her big gig is over. She can get paid bigger at Marvel, probably. So, why not become regular in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? But that's the next question.
Doesn't she probably want to be major point on...
She'll be in the Avengers, too. I mean, she has that, but why not also get a... Like, she's never going to be, like, Nick Fury big, or... She's not... I mean,
no, well, she's... But she can make the jump to movies. She's good-looking.
But, like, let's... In the Avengers movie, for example, who has the least amount of screen time out of all, like, the Avengers characters? And when you have that group together as last time, plus Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, and
well, I'm not saying Maria Hill's gonna get a lot of screen time, I'm just saying she's gonna be in the movies.
Like, she gets good screen time in Captain America, more than the Avengers in Captain America. Well, that's the other question, is we haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since the first, like, 5 or 6 episodes. Right. Well, what the fuck happens to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
They're just Agents of Hydra? And then it's just the bad guy's adventures?
Well, they're already kind of their own splinter unit, so I bet they just keep going on as, like, a secret arm of maybe what's left of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Secret Avengers?
Secret Avengers.
They just changed the name of the show?
But they're not, none of them are Avengers in that, as far as we've...
But they're secret.
They're secret.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Like, I've heard that on the show, around, like, the last few weeks, they haven't been able to reach Nick Fury. But they don't know why.
They don't know why?
Well, I mean, Nick Fury is a direct contact.
They didn't read the news and then see the...
No, this was like, I don't know, that he died. I don't know, I think this might be earlier. I don't know. That's why I heard. I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a long time. I want to watch it now, but...
How can there be a season 2?
Yeah, there's some nice setups in this movie, though, for
Captain America 3.
Well, yeah, and I don't know.
I can't believe
there have to be more Easter. I've seen the movie 3 times. I've seen that scene a lot of times, but there have to be more plants than just Stephen Strange. Like, because you see when it's targeting people, I bet it's targeting other characters they'll eventually introduce. It's just so fast. You see it target the President Ellis, who we met in the first. I mean, we met in Iron Man 3. It targets, they mention Stephen Strange's name, you don't see it. You see Avengers Tower, which is now Avengers Tower, not Stark Tower. Yeah. So it just has the A. So, and you see Maria Hill, of course, but, you know, like I said, they mention Stephen Strange, because that means they definitely, they've been talking about Doctor Strange movie forever.
Yeah.
It's got to be part of Phase 3.
Well, I mean, they also mentioned...
You think they mentioned Peter Parker?
Well, no, right? I changed my mind, because I thought back to what they said. They said a valedictorian from a high school, and then I think they said Iowa City, though.
Okay.
So that's not...
I don't know who is from Iowa City. I think they're setting up that one, the fourth character, the girl character that we don't know who she is, that's going to be a Netflix show we talked about on our previous, maybe even last week.
Yeah.
It might be her. That might be her history. I figured it was her.
Maybe. Woman. I don't know who's from Iowa. It's definitely possible.
I also figured it might be her when he's talking
could
about
the Iron Fist. I don't know where Iron Fist is from.
That's true. That's what I'm saying.
It's one not might Luke be Cage. He's from New York. But.
I mean, yeah, because like, you see it targeting some guy in like a baseball field. Like a dad or something. That's a lot of it.
Plenty of things you can, once you have the DVD, you can like pause the scene and read a bunch of names.
Totally. I'm sure there's lots of that.
Same, we could do the same thing with that list of things Captain America to catch up on.
Yeah.
I read some of them. I didn't get to read all of them because it's too fast.
I read some of them this time, too.
It's like Nirvana. Band? Rocky 1? Like a Rocky 2 question mark?
I forgot. I looked lower on the list, closer to where he was writing.
Yeah. Down.
But I don't remember what I saw. I saw some funny things. Apple was one of them. No, Steve Jobs was one of them.
Steve Jobs?
Yeah, and there was like a question mark or something next to it. Shit like that.
Awesome. Pause that one, too.
I mean, I forgot to mention it. We were talking about Bell. What's the guy's name again? The pirate. The bouncy pirate.
Batroc Zelibel.
Batroc
Zelibel.
That's kind of a cool plant. Not plant. I don't doubt they'll use them again. But that's like a cool reference that slides by, like we said. Just like when I first saw... Before I knew Batman mythology, I didn't know that Zaz was in Batman Begins. He's on trial in a scene. And you see him once he gets out of prison, but they only use his name once. Not that they don't really show him that much, but that's who Cillian Murphy's defending in the first scene where they introduce his Scarecrow characters. He's defending Zaz and says he needs to go to Arkham because he's crazy. But see, it's a fun plants like that. Like Zola, most people wouldn't. I mean, you have to really be a Captain America fan and read the comics to know. Yeah, Agent 13, Zola. Yeah. Beltrock or whatever. I'm gonna call him Beltrock.
They don't seem weighed down in it, though. Because it's also referenced with the first movie.
Because, Zola's been introduced. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do Baron Zemo. They'll probably do him eventually. I bet. Well, I think I mentioned this last time. The rumor I heard, which I still don't know if it's true or not, 6 Captain America movies with one signed on for 6, and Chris Evans has signed on for 6, and Sebastian Shaw has signed on for 9, is a rumor I heard. Because, eventually Captain America gets assassinated, and Bucky Barnes takes over.
That sounds like a rumor to me. Nine movies.
That is a lot. But, I mean, I know they fast-tracked, I know for a fact they fast-tracked 3 even before 2 came out, because the executives saw it, and they were like, oh, shit. This is, like, one of our better movies we've released.
It's really good. It's a great spy movie,
basically. Yeah, it's like, I like how each movie...
And you can call that movie a Captain America movie, but it's yeah, like...
It's a thriller.
It's a Captain America Scarlet. I mean, Scarlet Johansson. Yeah. Scarlet,
Shields, really. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Black Scarlett Widow. Johansson, Black Widow, thank Natasha Romanoff.
I kept wanting to say Scarlet Witch, because I kept saying Scarlett Johansson.
With, I didn't notice it the first time, but when she squeezes the thing to deactivate her, her name tag that Pierce is going to use to blow a 2-inch hole in her sternum or whatever he said, she's using one of her things to shock it herself, to reset, right? Okay.
Yeah.
First time I thought she squeezed it for some reason. No, but
she used something.
And that's the reference that she says that does sting. She uses that weapon. I kind of thought that slipped by the first time I saw it, so it probably slipped by for... Definitely slipped by for any non-Avenger aficionados. Because, she doesn't... I don't think they'll even showed it once in this movie, and they usually don't show electricity with it. But, she has the shockers on both of her arms.
That does hurt.
Yeah, that does sting. Which brings me to my favorite line in the entire movie, now that we're quoting lines. Where he's like... My favorite line in the movie comes from the scene that introduces us to... whatever the new age of Hydra will be. And Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, who seem to be experiments based on the power emanating from...
Which means they're not X-Men.
No, that's how they did the Marvel version. I mean, that's how they're able to both have Quicksilver, both this franchise and... Yeah.
Anyway, they look
pretty.
Line?
That was a pretty fuck... The line is where he's like... I can't remember what the other guy, his assistant, says to him, but he's like, Hydra, shield, two sides of a coin that is no longer currency. That is a sweet line. Besides, that's just a fancy way of saying it. We're neither now, so. Hydra splintered off from the Nazis in the first one, and now we have...
Splintered off again.
And that just brings me to, how are they gonna, the movie's about Ultron. How do you bring in Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver before... You have to introduce them as villains to the Avengers first, because they're... Unless they... Because they're, they're They're not people who were just experimented on that are now turned evil to fight the Avengers, like in X2 with that mutant dude who had the thing that makes everyone do what he wants. Stryker. But anyway, that's getting far away. But because they said volunteers.
Did they?
So those
they
two
called them volunteers?
They called them volunteers. It's like, what do we do with
volunteers? Is that volunteers in the Nazi sense of the word? Or
maybe.
Volunteers in
but
the...
maybe, like, I thought they were, it meant that maybe they're pushed into a little bit, but, the most patriotic Hydra agents. Patriotic Hydra soldiers were like, experiment on me, make me like Captain America or whatever. In that case, they would be out to get the Avengers. Because Scarlet Witch, I like the Quicksilver photos I wasn't impressed with from the set, but I'm impressed with the Quicksilver running around his cage.
The way he looks.
Yeah, the way he looks and the way he moves. He moves almost more of in a cloud like a... That one X-Men also next to that jumps around. Nightcrawler. He kind of like clouds like Nightcrawler more than...
Clouds?
Yeah, he like
oh, clouds. Okay, no, I understand.
Clouds
okay.
out. Like, it looks
yeah,
like a big cloud
yeah,
when he's
okay.
running, or Nightcrawler looks like a cloud
when I get what you mean now.
When he's jumping.
He like fills the whole room with cloud. Not quite to the extent that...
And then you get...
Crawler.
Yeah, not the same, but it reminds me of it. And then, of course, Scarlet Witch already seems to be completely insane and able to destroy any substance she wants with her hands.
Yes. She's a little powerful.
But, I'm
wondering
how
she can't get out of
the
cage, so clearly not that powerful.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is a cage at that point, so maybe they're not so invulnerable. Because that one guy's running around the cage, it looks like he's even still...
Quicksilver.
...getting bigger or, changing or something. It's really... He literally looks bizarre. I didn't get it first that that's who they were.
The first viewing, really?
Because no, I got it in a few minutes after it. I was like, who would they be? Because Quicksilver threw me off. I felt like he was turning to the Hulk. Like when he's running along the walls, it looks like he's having muscles and size spasms too. Unless I'm imagining it.
I'd have to rewatch it. Didn't notice.
But which I think leads us to how this movie does lead us into Avengers 2 really well, because my theory is now that the Security Council has been destroyed even. And their Project Insight, their three helicarriers are supposed to protect the United States, or the world, I guess, even. The Council's not just the U.S. That's also been... Their armada's been destroyed. They have nothing. We'll build the super robot called Ultron, who exterminates
all. Solves all these problems.
Yeah. Only he be- and that's
there's a great guy called Hank Pym. He really knows about
robotics. And that's also my theory, is that they'll use Hank Pym, they'll introduce him as just a scientist who makes it, and then he probably regrets it, which is why.
Well, how many more movies are there until Avengers 2?
Just one. And just Guardians of the Galaxy, which will be mostly unrelated.
Unties the most.
And I'm surprised, like I said when we saw the trailer, I'm surprised they're not trying harder to link it. I mean, you saw the neither post-credit sequence linked to it. I thought they'd link to that, not to Scarlet Witch and Bucky Barnes at the end, because I'm like, they have to tie it in, otherwise no one's going to see it. My mom didn't know it was a Marvel trailer when she saw Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Did she still want to see it?
Yeah, I think, well, my parents see all of them. And then
when I mean, if she didn't know it was a Marvel movie, would she, was that a movie she still wanted to see?
Probably not. Hmm. I mean, my parents don't, I don't know. It's not their genre. If it's not a Marvel movie, probably.
I don't know, but...
Oh, excuse me. But yeah, I thought it lead into that. Because then when I told my mom it was a Marvel movie, she's like, oh, so that was a joke trailer? And I was like, no. That's the next Marvel movie before Avengers.
It's like really soon, isn't it?
It's the 1st of August.
The 1st of August. So
that's our next Marvel. That's our, well, I mean.
But so it's pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's really soon.
End of the, yeah, it's the end of the summer.
It's like a little more than a month.
And then we'll have to wait for Avengers in 2015. May. It's the first week of May, just like Spider-Man is
this year. So there's not going to be any winter movies?
No. They don't. Thor is the first one they had that wasn't summer.
Okay. Well, they have so many, they should just put them out. They should really just put out like one a month.
Ant-Man should probably be fall. If they're going to do Avengers in the summer, they should do Ant-Man in the fall. But they'll probably do him at the end of the summer too, I bet. They should start doing more than two a year. I think they can handle it.
They
only do two a year.
Thor
and Iron Man 3 were last year.
Okay.
They've done two a year, even since they started, and I didn't know they're going to be successful. They started with Iron Man and The Incredible Hulk that summer.
Well, The Incredible Hulk didn't really work out.
Nope, but Iron Man paid for everything.
And that's what kept... Incredible Hulk tried to kill it, but Iron Man tried to build it up.
Iron Man built it up, and then the Hulk tried to smash it.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man came first.
I see what you did there.
And then Iron Man 2 tried to tear it apart more.
The Hulk smash joke there.
And then Iron Man 2 tried to strip it of its suit. And then Thor and Captain America came and got everything back on track.
But still, I mean, just because people didn't like Iron Man 2 as much, that still made boatloads of money.
Yeah.
Didn't try to strip anything.
It
made boatloads of money.
It didn't hurt 3. 3 was bigger than 2 because the Avengers, I'm sure this Captain America makes far more than the first one.
Everyone I've talked to likes Iron Man 3 more than 2.
Yeah, I mean, everyone does, I agree, but a lot of people don't like 3 either. They think it's also like, but it's kind of my favorite. He spends the least time in the suit. He fights someone who's not another dude in the metal suit. There's lots of, like, twists and intrigue and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one probably, and it's, yeah, that one's my favorite.
Like the first.
The problem with the first, and it's not even a big problem because it just got Marvel on the right track, is it just followed the Spider-Man, like, this is how you do an origin movie, and it didn't stray too far from how Spider-Man did an origin movie. Till the end, of course, when he just gives away his identity. But, like, that one felt a lot more, I mean, it was at the time, you're like, this is perfect. Like, this is almost as good as Spider-Man. This is great. Marvel's on the right track, but, like, 3 and 2 are more original, even though 2 isn't that great.
2 wasn't original. It was just a carbon copy idea of the first one.
Yeah, they, I mean,
with less
no,
material.
I mean, like, they brought in Justin Hammer, and yeah, it was basically because he's not that much different from Obadiah.
Yeah,
Obadiah Stane. Another thing I kind of noticed, I don't know how that you read more. You read more recent comics than I have, but this version of Captain America, I'm not sure he's the same in the comics. I'm sure he wasn't the same a few decades ago. Never trust the government he's working for fully. He always has the American ideals in mind, but he's never fully a stooge to anyone, except for when he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., which even then, he tells Peggy that half the reason he even got involved in that was that she created S.H.I.E.L.D., and you can tell he still doesn't trust S.H.I.E.L.D. completely.
With good reason.
But, like, isn't that interesting? Like, Captain America isn't about, yay, go Republicans, America. Go Democrats, go federal government of America. It's more like, go American values. I don't trust the government, just like most Americans don't trust the government these days.
Well, that's an American value itself.
Exactly. I think that's the Captain America of our generation. I mean, of the current Captain America in movies is more like, well, I guess the America today. Yeah, he's his heart's in the right place, but he's not going along with all the bureaucracy.
Well, I think that's true to the comic versions of Captain America.
He seemed like more of a Isn't he more if you look at the stooge to S.H.I.E.L.D. more in the comics? Because isn't Secret Avengers all about missions that basically S.H.I.E.L.D. sends him on?
It was. But I think, I mean, if any big issue, anytime they need to have a real big issue, Captain America come down on the correct side of the issue. He's never on the wrong side.
That's true.
He's always on the right side. If you look at the one where the government wanted to register everyone with super.
Oh, Civil War?
Yeah.
That's right. He went the non-government way.
He went way outside of the government.
And Iron Man went the government way. That's for right. some reason.
Money.
Oh, that's right. That was a big arms dealer. Like, he profited greatly from Civil War.
Yeah.
I remember that's one of the reasons you hate Tony Stark in the comics, because he's not likable at all because of his... He's just a profiteer.
Also, he's not likable.
You don't like him in the movies? He's likable in the movies.
In the movies, Robert Downey Jr. is likable. I don't know that his character is too likable.
He's made Iron Man the center of the Avengers. That should be Captain America's job.
Well, Chris Evans is no RDJ.
No, he's not. Not at all.
So did you find it strange, a little weird, that Hawkeye's not in Captain America at all?
I did find it a little weird, because there's really no reason for Black Widow, and they really paired them up. The only reason for him not to be there is Jamie Renner probably has a lot of other franchises. I assume they're doing another Bourne. He would still be in Bourne.
I'm not upset that Jeremy Renner's poor brand of acting wasn't...
He really doesn't make much of an impression in this. And his patented move was used by Black Widow in this. Like, his best shot of him in the first movie is shooting the arrow as he jumps backward off something.
Yeah.
And that's when she, like, jumps off the bridge when the car explodes in front of her, and then she, like, shoots her grappling hook and just... But then she goes into a nice run after that. She doesn't crash through a window and go, because Hawkeye does.
But storyline-wise, it doesn't make sense that Hawkeye wasn't in that movie.
No. He could be as a major. It doesn't. They should have at least mentioned him. Because even him and Natasha are like super close.
Speaking of being super close, did you notice an interesting costume choice that she had on the entire movie?
Yeah.
The little necklace?
I did.
With the arrow?
No, you're joking.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So she does like Hawkeye.
Well, it's a strange costume choice.
It is. I did not know
that. It's not supposed to make me think something about Hawkeye.
He's off on a mission or something, and they'll explain. I know he's in Avengers 2, because I've seen screenshots, so maybe they'll explain it. Or set picks. The set picks I've seen.
Like, where have you been? Oh, Russian mission. Like that.
I was in the Bourne Identity. 4. Or, I mean, it's 5. And I also was in a Mission Impossible movie. I don't know what he is shooting or not, but he's popular.
Yeah, for some reason people keep casting
him. He's good. He's just not that great in Avengers. He's great.
He's not good in anything.
SWAT. Wait, what are you talking about? The Hurt Locker? Was he nominated for an Academy Award in the Hurt Locker? That's the movie that sold me on him.
That's the exception to the rule.
That's the movie that sold Jeremy Renner.
That's the exception to the rule.
No, he's good. He's fine. He's fine in Mission Impossible.
Nope. Bad in that.
He's probably fine in the Bourne movies. I'm not a big fan of the Bourne movies, but I have seen all of them. He's not very good. He wasn't a very good Hawkeye. I don't know. Hawkeye didn't have anything to do in the first movie.
He was
written shittily. He had no character development.
Now he's a bad guy. Here's Hawkeye. He's a bad guy right now.
They had too many characters, and they're going to have even more. But they should definitely leave Falcon out of the event. He shouldn't be an Avenger. He should just join Captain America on missions. If you could just add the twins... The twins, the survivors.
The Avengers 2 will be a wholly different movie without S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
There to bring them together. And what's interesting, I think maybe one of the reasons they remove S.H.I.E.L.D. from the equation is because in the Avengers movies, like, the biggest thing in the movie wasn't the Avengers. The biggest thing in the movie is S.H.I.E.L.D. Now the biggest thing will be the Avengers. Ooh. Like, you shouldn't have something bigger than the Avengers, and the S.H.I.E.L.D. was bigger.
Here's my theory for maybe a plot line to... Age of Ultron. So they released the twins, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. Maybe at the beginning they are causing a lot of trouble, like villainous stuff. So that's why they build Ultron even. Or Ultron's almost done, they're Ultron's first whatever assignment.
Right.
But I mean then the Avengers either come together to originally stop Scarlet Witch and I think they'll come together originally to stop those two. And then Ultron will become the bad guy they all need to turn together to face. And the way they were all brought together. Well, they were brought together by S.H.I.E.L.D. This is how I think the event's going to bring them together, and the way that Nick Fury...
Now that they have connections with each other, they don't feel so They won't be as it won't be as rough as.
I'm sure they have each other's cell phone numbers.
Right. Captain America.
I mean, phone. Yeah, all of them except they're little Captain earpieces. America. Captain America will show up. He's always putting his hand up to
his ear, but not touching his ear. Like I better.
They always do that in the movies.
But he's not. He never touches his ear. He's always just close to his ear.
Like, I don't know why they do that.
Like, look, he's like show. He's like letting the audience know I'm using my earpiece now.
Because he has the big helmet on, so otherwise you can't tell. And I looked for it on Falcon, and Falcon didn't have an earpiece in. Because I'm like, he's not wearing a mask. I want to make sure they're actually talking over earpieces. Or in like the last Star Trek, it seemed like they could always be able to communicate with each other without any that kind one. Of it, without using the thing half the time. They could just talk to each other. But yeah, anything else about Captain? I'm sure there's tons I'm forgetting. I don't know if they're obviously what they want to do more. So, but what other people do you use? Do you work Zima? Do you find a way to work in Baron Zima? I say they're still going to bring back Red Skull. Because I still say he's not dead. He just got transported the way Loki and Thor used the cosmic cube to transport
themselves. Speaking of things that Loki Tesseract. Uses.
Yeah. That's also going to be an interest to Thanos. Because not only is that Loki's staff, he controls people's minds. Because that's the mind gem. That's one of the Infinity Stones.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Infinity Mind Gem. Because it does appear that at the moment...
And the
Marvel is definitely setting it up for building up Thanos through an entire two
or at least what rounds. Thanos has after.
Yeah, he'll be in Guardians of the Galaxy is what I've heard, but I don't think they build him up just. I don't think he in the scene we've seen him so far. He was interested in attacking Earth because he's interested in being killed by the Avengers that were killing them. So I don't think they built up that just to throw him into Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they're using Guardians of the Galaxy to introduce Thanos a bit more.
But, You're just saying that he's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy based on pure conjecture anyway.
Well, I mean, I read it online. It's not, someone didn't tell it to me. It's on the IMDb page or something.
Well, I mean, hey, if he's not the main bad guy. IMDb page.
He's not the... I think the Collector, and then Lee Pace is playing a different bad guy that's also not Thanos. I think he's the actor from that show, that really creepy show where he could talk to dead people by touching them. Pushing Daisies.
Never seen it.
I never saw it either, but it was like, people love that show. Like, they love Arrested Development, a certain group. It'll last a season and a half. I don't know, it was an ABC show, but I think that's what he's from. If that's even the correct name, who knows?
Cool, I remember the name of that show. I remember that show.
But, vaguely. Yeah, I think he's one of the... I don't know. I'm ready for Guardians. A lot of other great movies this summer.
Well, we gotta wait.
Spider-Man's in a
whole
week.
Month.
Yeah. 3 months.
No. First.
August 1st. For Guardians? August. It's not even May yet.
I don't know why.
It is close, but it's not as close as you
for
thought.
For some reason, I thought you said June. I don't know why. I don't know.
So it's still close. It's just not as...
It's not as close as I thought.
You said it was super close. I'm like, no, August is close.
It's not super close. No. I'm wrong. We've got a whole summer between now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other Captain America things we're forgetting? Anything we want to discuss from the movie? I'm trying to think of any other plot plants or anything they had. But
I'm still amazed that they set up. It's called the Winter Soldier, and they didn't resolve the Winter Soldier issue either.
He's not even the main.
You could have called
issue.
It Hail Hydra or something.
Yeah.
Or,
well, I mean, that's what's so great about it is I always preach about the villains who are way over the top, like your Lokis or your Jokers or your Banes. But I'm not even talking about the Winter Soldier. He obviously. He wasn't over the top. He didn't have a silly voice.
Nope.
No, he was badass as shit. I'll be honest. The armor, he looks exactly as he should look.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't necessarily. I guess they nailed Captain America's outfits, but
I don't know how toned down they did him. They just were that's the exact model we'll take.
And his fight scenes are so good in Captain. I still love that Captain America has the most no CGI fight scenes because it's a lot of hand to hand combat until you're getting into.
Well,
giant hell carriers crashing into each other.
I don't want to go around saying there's not a lot of CGI in this movie.
There's a lot of CGI.
Yeah, there's tons of it.
Far less.
Mounds, one could say. Mounds.
Mm.
Mounds of CGI. I love me some sweetened coconut.
I was going to say something before. I did have one last thing to say.
Before
about.
I put you off.
Oh, yeah. No, I was saying Winter Soldier isn't in it terribly much. But, I mean, they should still call it that because you don't want to give away. Oh, the villains. Alexander Pierce. Perfect example of a very subtle villain.
But I liked Robert Redford's portrayal.
I thought he was great.
He was great, yeah.
Like, that's you can like...
Although I knew he was the bad guy immediately. When Captain America shook his hand, it zoomed in on the handshake. I was like, that's a bad guy.
I mean, right after that, he starts hunting him. Like, the minute after that scene, he's in the elevator scene, so... He's a fugitive of a shield, like, the minute he leaves Robert Redford's office.
You're right. But I don't know if... Yeah, okay, you're
because
right.
He's Hydra all along, even though we don't know about Hydra until, like, 20 minutes later or something.
I assumed he was a bad guy when he was talking about to Nick Fury.
Yeah.
I just assumed he was for some reason. I don't know why. I guess I was just on... I was ready for him to be a bad guy for some reason.
Sitwell.
I don't know why.
Sitwell, the bald...
the guy from Arrested Development?
No, in this movie, that was
the bald one. The bald guy.
Yeah, he's on a goal of all the rest of them, too. But that's the name of the bald agent. That he's been around for a long time. Did you recognize him? He's been in everything since. He was the star of the short, The Consultant. He was the one talking to everyone's favorite agent, Coulson, about hiring Iron Man or not as a consultant in the very first... digital short that they the one off very first one shot they did.
Who was he in this movie?
Oh, he was the bald agent who like was the, like the main face besides Alexander Pierce of Hydra, because like he was like with the Sedner who like said "Hail Hydra," whispered in his ear. He was on the ship at the beginning.
Yeah.
He was in Avengers. He's been on Agents of Shield. He's been in like every Shield shot since he was introduced. And
was he arguing against using Iron Man as a consultant?
Yes,
he was. Whoa.
Either that, or he was doing the opposite of what Coulson wanted. Like, he was arguing against him. And even just, when I was thinking about it, it's like, so Captain America unknowingly has been working Hydra missions for, like, since the Avengers, basically.
Yeah.
It's just that, it's so good. I didn't think they'd actually find a way to bring Hydra in, but they brought in Hydra beautifully. Because I'm like, they'll use a new villain or something. I mean, Winter Soldier's the villain, it'll be the Russians or whatever. But his origins originally was with the Soviets. It looks like in the new one, Hydra found him and built him, even decided to make him Russian.
Yeah, well, because I mean, in this day and age, saying that it's a bit of a stretch for having someone born in 1984 was raised by the KGB.
Yeah,
when they fell, like.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about Natasha. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Even that's a stretch. So
yeah,
it's good that they didn't do it with him too.
Do you know what they call Captain America and Russia in the movie? Okay, every country was given the option of calling the first one the First Avenger. That's why that's why it's the first Marvel movie with the subtitle, Captain America the First Avenger, because every country was given the option to drop Captain America because it would make less money.
Yeah.
Five countries decide not to use it, including Russia. Not to use Captain America.
To drop
five
it,
countries
the
in the entire
Avenger.
World. Yeah. So they just call it First Avenger.
Right.
Russia was one of them.
And they called it...
So what's the second film called?
Captain Capital Pigs. Invade your beautiful mother, Russia.
Do you want to guess what the second one's called?
That's what the first one's called. Yeah. The first one's called Capitalist Pigs.
No, the first first one's called First Avenger.
Winter Soldier?
It doesn't even have Winter Soldier in the title. It's called First Avenger, Second Fight.
What?
Something like that. It's like Second Battle or Second...
Only in Russia.
Because it's over there in whatever other countries they decide to drop it in. It's the First Avenger franchise. But I like that. They don't even go like First Avenger Winter Soldier. It's First Avenger Second Fight.
It
was a bad translation I saw. But
That's a cool sounding name, really.
Yeah.
First Avenger Second Fight.
Yeah, it is. But I like using subtitles now. I feel Spider-Man should be using subtitles, especially now that it's Amazing Spider-Man 2 and there's a Spider-Man 2 and subtitles are better. Iron Man was the only one who used
them. The problem with subtitles is that like someone who wants to go back and watch these movies are like, what?
Well, it's the internet nowadays. It's easy. Or it's an easier order than Bond. The only way Bond is easy is they put it in that booklet when you have the 50 years of Bond. Otherwise,
When I was Netflixing the Bond movies, I just had to look it up on online and figure out what was
the Avengers.
Yeah, but it's you tell me which is easier.
But numbers hurt you on the reboot. Like I said, like Star Trek decided to drop the numbers rather than having two Star Treks, The Wrath of Khan, rather than having two movies called Star Trek 2, Khan is in this movie. They called it Star Trek Into Darkness. But, these are usually not using numbers, but now we have The Amazing Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and we have Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. It's already getting confusing.
It's confusing to reboot a movie like 5 years after the third one came out.
Well, they should have been like, they're going to do that regardless, and they shouldn't do it again. They have a long-term plan at least, but, I mean, they will eventually. But they could have done The Amazing Spider-Man Electro Strike. Just some name. They almost named Spider-Man 2, the original Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man No More, because that's the storyline they followed. But I think they should be doing Marvel. Sony Marvel should take a look at what Marvel is doing and take a few cues. Even X-Men's doing that now. They're using exact storylines and taking the name. Because the first one... Yeah, after X3, first class.
But then you look at something like Wolverine. What the hell's going on with those names?
But I'm talking about recently. They're using exact storylines. I mean, the Wolverine was too, but I was thinking Days of Future Past this summer and Age of Apocalypse or whatever it's called is the next one they're doing. I think for next year even. So they're getting.
They should call.
They're
it,
using
they
their storyline.
The first one was called The Avengers, right? They should name the second one Avengers. Just drop the. Keep people.
Do you know it's actually legally Marvel's The Avengers?
Oh well, legally because of those darn Brits.
Yeah.
That's
what it's actually called, Avengers Assemble in Britain. The first one, which actually is a cooler title. You should call the first one Avengers Assemble, then you can go your Avengers Age of Ultron and all that. Because it's the one they were assembled in. Yeah, it's kind of a cool title.
Did they ever say Avengers Assemble?
No, probably not like that. I don't think anyone yells
Avengers Assemble!
The closest scene, I think, to that is when Captain America's barking orders. And all the Avengers are there together and finally decide to work together.
Yeah. Well, Hulk. It's good that no one said Avengers
Smash.
Assemble.
Yeah.
Because it's
Avengers
cheesy.
Assemble!
I wish I could sing that one song.
We will find the Avengers and the Run.
The wonderful theme song from
the animated series,
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
It's always
Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
That's how it's written, in the intro on all the Avengers comics. It's like,
we
and
will
there came a day,
one.
Unlike any other, where Earth's Mightiest Heroes had together to form the Avengers, fighters for justice and freedom. I don't know.
Yeah, close enough.
The Justice Friends.
The Justice. I loved
Super
Friends.
Friends
when I was a kid.
I can't do it. That was Curly doing the little fading thing they do. I think we should call it a podcast.
Oh, we actually got a little DC in here. We better call it a podcast.
Yeah, this is Captain America only.
This is the Captain America's podcast.
Captain America, just this one.
Alright.
So, that was our Captain America issue.
Let's see if we come up with anything else to... When we're thinking about it later.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen it 3 times, and
yeah.
I haven't had a whole lot of time to stew with it.
Yeah.
Since I watched it,
Project Insight and all that fun
ago.
Stuff. Yeah. There's lots to stew about. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll talk
about
it a little bit next week. We'll have a new topic. We'll have other things to talk about. Maybe Captain America will come up a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
So until then, I'm Nick.
And I'm Andrew.
And you need to do the do.
I missed the cue.
Do the do. You missed the cue.